Tom Hilson Perry here, bringing you the Tech and Business Lowdown on behalf of VentureProductivity.com. It's Saturday the 28th of April, and here's what you need to know. The Pinterest user base is set to explode. Pinterest has announced two key changes that are set to explode its user base and expand beyond their upper middle class white women majority demographic. This can only be welcome news for business and marketers looking to leverage the platform. This is a potentially huge change in the making, and smart marketers might well be able to jump onto this as a way to grow their businesses and brands. But first, we need to talk a little bit about Pinterest itself. Pinterest is an image sharing platform which is very powerful for marketers. People who use Pinterest statistically show greater buyer intent, which makes it easier to sell on Pinterest than on other platforms. This is especially true if you're targeting upper middle class white women, who form by far the majority of the user base. But this is set to change. In fact, the very fact that white women dominate Pinterest has led to the exclusion of other demographics. Think about it. You have a naturally darker skin tone and you want to look for makeup or lipstick shades that you could experiment with, so you jump on Pinterest and what happens? It's a whitewash of images. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not Pinterest's fault. They're not racist. It's just that the majority of users are white women and the user-generated content tends to lean, therefore, into that demographic. It's just how it is, or rather how it was. Pinterest are rolling out a skin tone selector as part of their search tools, which allows a user to filter results based on the colour they select. Previously, if you wanted results more ebony than ivory, you had to get into much more advanced search strings, but no more. This change, once rolled out, should fully pave the way for a more diverse Pinterest user base over the next 6 to 12 months with any luck. But as if this wasn't enough, Pinterest is making a real effort to help users with different levels and types of visual impairment as well. There are millions of potential users around the world who would have been using Pinterest this whole time had it not been for a design that restricted their ability. The Pinterest team have gone to lengths to help improve the user experience for those with limited vision, improving page reader facilities and making the design clearer. In addition to this, those who suffer from colour blindness have long had issues with Pinterest designs as it used colour as an indication of content type. This meant that many such users were unable to identify content types based on their disability. The new designs, which have been rolled out into iOS and the web platform already, with Android to follow shortly, are not only clearer and cleaner, but also now only use colour for aesthetic purposes, not a method of distinguishing content type. These changes should help Pinterest increase its user base, making it even more important for us to get ourselves into Pinterest and start leveraging its power for our advantage. This has been Tom Hilson Perry bringing you the Tech and Business Lowdown, keeping our ear to the ground for you so you don't have to.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.